This is the Magic Morning Show and Magic 104 Today's Hits. And joining me right now on the air is a very special little girl. She's 9 years old from Bartlett. I'd like to welcome to the Magic Morning Show, Brittany Bossidy. Brittany, how are you?
Good.
Thank you so much for taking some time this morning and calling into the show. I've heard that you've been doing some great things for those over at Memorial Hospital. But before we get to that, we actually haven't had an opportunity to talk with a student yet. What school do you go to, Brittany?
Mollyockett
School. And what grade are you in?
Third
grade. And who's your teacher?
Mr. Pratt.
And do you guys miss going to school right now? You're doing some remote learning, I'm sure, huh?
Yeah.
And what's that experience been like? Do you like remote learning, or how's that working for you?
It's working good, but I like school in real life better.
School in real life? Yeah, I bet you miss going and seeing all the friends. What, is that the part that you miss the most, the friends, or just being around and learning in the classroom?
Being around and learning in the classroom.
Yeah. What's your favorite subject when you're at school?
Math.
And how is the math on the computer? Is that a different experience? How has that been going?
It's good, because when we finish our math paper at school, we do movie math. And we've been doing movie math for 30 minutes every day, too.
Okay, so they're trying to make it as regular as possible, I'm sure. Trying to make it as much as you're used to as they can, huh? Awesome. And how about your friends? Have you been staying in touch with some of your friends, making sure that you're at least reaching out, maybe making some phone calls and such?
Yeah.
Very good. Very good. Now, I thought it was pretty remarkable when I heard about this story, or this task that you wanted to take on. You were thinking about others when this whole entire thing happened. When the virus broke out, you were concerned about some people that you didn't even know. Talk about that. Who were you concerned about, and what did you want to do?
Well, my friend Corinne, she was worried about her mom. Because she has diabetes.
Mm-hmm.
And my stepdad, Gary, he has diabetes too. And my stepbrother, Brogan, he has diabetes. And then my dad and my sister have breathing problems.
So you're thinking about them, people, those people that are close to you. You're able to protect your family and reach out to them and see if they're okay. However, there might be some people maybe over at Memorial Hospital or at the nursing home that can't have visitors, huh?
Yes.
So what did you decide to do for those residents?
Make cards and flower arrangements.
And why did you decide to do that?
Because I had a few birthdays that my friends had, and some of them were just parades, and some of them were riding their bikes around, and they barely got to have a birthday at all. So the people at the nursing home wouldn't even have to have a birthday at all.
So you decided if you could give them something, what would you want to give them? And you guys came up with flowers and cards, huh? And you've been doing all of the work all by yourself, from what I've heard. You've been able to create the birthday cards. Do you like to draw and all that? Was that a simple thing to do for you? Is that something that you enjoy?
Yeah, I like drawing.
Excellent. So you did all the birthday cards. And then what about the flowers? I heard that you had to reach out to a few different local stores and different people to get some help on this.
Yeah, we reached out to Rissy's Flower Shop, and they donated a lot of flowers and vases for us.
Wow, and that must have been pretty cool when you learned that they were going to help you out with that, huh?
Yeah.
And then I've heard that you actually went over to Ruthie's Flower Shop just recently, and you worked with them a little bit so you can get some more flowers.
Yeah, we delivered some flowers for Mother's Day.
Just doing some deliveries for Mother's Day. That's very nice. And what kind of cards are you making? Are you drawing? What kind of pictures are you drawing? What are you putting into these cards?
We're drawing, like, flowers and like a summer day, we're drawing like flowers and grass.
All things so they can get excited for the springtime, I'm sure.
Yep.
And I heard, was it true that Shaw's Supermarket helped you guys out as well?
Yes.
What did they do for you guys?
They gave us some flowers.
They donated some flowers as well?
Yeah.
That is pretty amazing. Well, look at you. That's pretty cool how you decided to think of others, especially in this time of need. It's kind of a crazy time out there, as I'm sure you know, out in the world. And you decided to think of those that may not be able to have visitors on a regular basis, especially over there at the Merriman House at Memorial Hospital. Do you have any advice out there, Brittany? Maybe some other kids are listening right now and they're thinking, I want to be able to take one of my ideas and make it happen like Brittany did. Any kind of advice for those kids?
Talk to your parents and ask them. Help you with that?
Has your parents been a big help for this whole project?
Yes.
Yeah, what have they done? How have they helped you?
My mom has helped me make some cards, and she's got the flowers, and she's helped me make the flower arrangements.
Awesome. And how many deliveries do you think you've done so far?
Six.
6 whole deliveries. And what's that process like when you go over to the hospital? How is that going to work?
We put our mask on and we go in the entry and we put them on a little cart.
And I'm sure they're so happy to see those be delivered, huh?
Yeah.
And how does that make you feel inside when you're able to drop off those flowers and those cards? All that hard work goes into it. You think it's worth it?
Yes, definitely.
How does it make you feel?
It makes me feel really good.
Well, it makes us feel good hearing this story, Brittany, and we want to thank you for taking your time and sharing your story with us. We wish you the best of luck. We're going to keep the word out there that you are going out there and supporting those at the nursing home at the Merriman House at Memorial Hospital. We wish you the best of luck with school. It's almost over. Are you excited for summer?
Yeah.
Yeah, because then you don't have to look at the computer any longer, right?
Yeah.
Stay safe, Brittany, and we will talk to you soon, okay? You have a great day, and thank you so much for all the hard work you're doing, and have a great summer, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right. It's the Magic Morning Show on Magic 104.